This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining us right now on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, a man I know and a man I trust. Lima does not like this guy, but I do. John Greco joins us on the show, former Browns card, current analyst on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Hello, John.
Good morning, guys. That hurts, Anthony. I didn't know you felt that way.
Tone loves you. But, I'm kidding.
But I'm ready to move on.
Well, I was ready to move on to the Eagles, and then I woke up this morning and I saw James Palmer's tweet that Devontae Smith and A.J. Brown look like they're going to play for the Eagles. And I said, yeah, Sunday's the day something in me dies, and Monday's the day when I crack. So here we are, because I didn't have much confidence to begin with, and now I'm about all out. That's what Sunday did to me. But how are you feeling, and then how do they pick up the pieces?
Well, I was not feeling great. And then I was getting ready to watch the Guardians game, and we all know what happened there. But that's going to be a terrific series. Getting back to Sunday, though, you know, just disappointed in the lack of, I guess, focus on in all three phases and in coaching. You know, we could talk ad nauseum about who's to blame. This guy needs to play better. This unit needs to play better. Who's to blame for this? You know, lackluster start, this poor start, and it seems like we're divided as a fan base as to what needs to be done moving forward and who's to blame now. When the reality is there's so many things that this team is doing poorly that I don't know who can save them. I don't know that there's one key, you know, player or move that's going to turn this season around. They need to start doing the little things right. That they have consistently done when they were in the playoffs and really throughout Kevin Stefanski's time here in Cleveland. But you're starting to see, you know, guys can't get lined up. They had the wrong people in the formation, pre-snap penalties, blowing timeouts, you know, missing, you know, opportunities to score when the defense gives you the ball back. It looks like there's nowhere to throw the ball when there's two men out in the route combination. The running game is non-existent in the first half. We can't pick up a simple, you know, twist in pass protection. There's just a lot of things right now that are hurting the team as a whole. And then we want to sit here and dissect, you know, the small parts of it, which is, you know, our job as fans and people in the media, what we do. But they have to get it turned around, and they have to get it fixed quickly.
We can't pick up a simple twist, quote. That's frustration with you watching that offensive line. Why is that? What's struggling? What's going on?
I don't know. I watch it, and when I played, if you, you know, were leaking oil in picking up twists, you're going to see it for the next 3 to 4 weeks, even after you start successfully picking it up. Because if defenses can start getting pressure with four guys or five guys, I mean, the defensive coordinators are licking their chops. They're getting ready to buy a new house on the beach because they're going to be getting an extension. If you can generate that kind of pressure with four and five men, and leave the rest in coverage, I mean, who's not going to sign up for that on the defensive side of the ball? So what they're not doing is not working with their buddy in unison. You see them getting off levels. The key to picking up twists, we've talked about it on your show, is the first guy sets the tone. There's a penetrator and there's a looper in the twist game. The first guy that has the penetrator has to flatten him out and stay on the same level as the guy he's working next to and not let the penetrator pick the other offensive lineman's hip. And what you're seeing now is the first guy that's got the penetrator, that most likely a defensive tackle, when it's a TE stunt, is picking the tackle's hip. Now, it's not just on the guard. There's a lot of times where the tackle might be turning. He's not staying square. They're getting on different levels. And then you have one guy splitting two, and you have two guys not blocking anyone, really. And then you have a free looper that's generating pressure. So those little things, guys, fundamentals that you have to just work on really in the off season, because it's hard to just focus on fundamentals during the week because you're, you know, getting ready for the next opponent and you're working in the game plan. So, you know, I've said it, you have to have the mental reps. It's got to be a thing where you just take personally in your mind that we are not going to let this happen. And they have to consistently pick it up for several weeks and for teams to stop doing it.
John Greco with us. At what point, John, does a locker room, do teammates start to take into consideration how bad it's been, what the national guys are saying? They're all saying bad things about the Browns and Deshaun Watson right now. How long does it take for them to feel the impact of that and to let it impact their play?
You know, they hear the noise, Anthony. The national media, you know, I don't think they're like us. You know, we're watching it. We're immersed in it every week, every day. I think that they're just, you know, they're looking at headlines. They get the bulletin board material across the desk, and this is the talking point. Let's just hammer on Deshaun Watson. Has he been good? Absolutely not. Has everyone been around him been good? No. But, you know, he's paid a hell of a lot of money to elevate everyone around him, and he just simply hasn't been doing that. Are all these losses solely on him? Absolutely not. I think you'd be crazy to say that or think that. But does a change eventually have to be made? Probably to ignite a spark on this team. They can't just keep rolling this product out on the field and expect other results. So you asked about the play around you. Trust me, these guys, at least when I played, everybody has the ability to kind of lock out the noise. And you talk to the media during the week, and you talk to the media after the game, and that sucks when you're having to, you know, talk to the media and answer those tough questions, you know, after a loss. But their focus right now is on Philadelphia and what they can do, what each individual guy can do to help the team win. And I think that's where they need to start. What can I do, you know, this week to elevate my play, to help the guy next to me and help my unit and help this team win?
John Greco joining us on the show. Would you make a change at quarterback right now?
Right now, I know. Guys, I don't know if you put Jameis Winston in and you see the things that are happening around Deshaun Watson, how much better is it going to be? Maybe a little bit. I don't know. Is he going to – are the receivers magically going to catch the ball when it's put in their chest when Jameis throws it? Maybe. Are guys going to get lined up? Are they going to have the right guys in the huddle? Maybe. You know, are they going to be able to pick up twists? Maybe. Are they going to be able to run the ball better? Maybe. I don't know. But you see Deshaun, you know, missing some throws that when guys are open, he's missing throws. You know, hopefully if Jameis is in there, he hits those and takes advantage of those opportunities. So these are all things that you're like, you know, is it going to be that much different? I can't say for sure. Deshaun hasn't been.
He's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Great. He hasn't been good. That's you know, very clear. But everybody around him also has not been good. So making the change, I get it. I've been around teams that you make a quarterback change, and it sucks. And you do that to try to provide a spark and ignite the team. But is it going to make things that much better? I can't say for sure.
What about Dorsey? What would you do with him then?
Oh, God, that's tough, guys. I don't know the inner workings on how – the offense is put together each week because, you know, we talked last week, the identity of the Browns offense. I don't know what it is. You see a mix between Kevin Stefanski's offense that, you know, has been so successful around here. And then you see kind of Dorsey's influence, but Stefanski's calling the plays. And then you see kind of wrinkles in there that are supposedly supposed to help Deshaun and do some things that he likes. I don't know what it is. And typically, when there's too many cooks in the kitchen, guys, the meals are bad. So I don't know. With Dorsey, I think you either have it has to be either all in or not or nothing. So is Stefanski, is this his thing and it's his offense and he's calling the plays, or do you give up full control to Dorsey and let him run his thing? Because maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. Is it apparent to who's calling plays and what offense it is, or doesn't it seem like it's kind of a jumbled mess of everything?
A gobbledygook.
It looks like they haven't. It looks like they're trying something. It just looks like they're trying something new every single series, honestly.
Yeah. John, there was a play.
Throwing something at the wall.
There was a play where I think it was, I forgot which running back it was, that went to one side of Deshaun Watson, and he starts very late, trying to direct traffic. The running back goes to the other side of him, and then he pushes him back to the other side. And it's like these guys are not getting lined up even.
You're right. And I remember exactly what play it was, and it was actually a successful run. It was a productive run. So Deshaun knows where he needs to line up. Why doesn't he? So during the week, you know, what's happening? When they're getting the playbook on Wednesday and looking at it, that's my question. I'm like, these guys know the plays. They're practicing them. So why can't they get lined up on Sundays? I don't know. I don't know the answer. Any team that I've been around where guys are struggling to get lined up, that either means coaching or that it's too difficult. There's too much crap going on, and they need to just get back to the basics, and they're trying to get too cute. Because I don't understand why guys can't get lined up. It's like you're in a shotgun formation, trying to run to the open side of the field, get on the right side. Those are little things that everybody is just losing their focus on right now, and that's the reason why the record is what it is.
John Greco joining us here on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Would you trade Amari Cooper?
Guys, Amari Cooper, it seems like if the ball doesn't go to him, there's nothing. There's nothing. So, I think... trading Amari Cooper right now, look, I get it. He's, you know, getting later in his career. He's expensive. There was talks, you know, before the season started with Brandon Ayuk. But if you trade a veteran guy like that, a guy that's a glimmer of hope for this offense and this team, you know, what kind of message is that going to send? I get that you're trying to make strategic moves, or that would be a strategic move to try to acquire assets for the future. But I think even though it's still kind of young in this season, they haven't played any divisional games yet. You know, I want to see what's going to happen. Are they going to turn this thing around? How's this going to look? Because if they trade Amari, then what? It's not like there's a guy waiting in the wings that's going to magically, you know, catch 7-8 passes a game. Or they're going to say, well, you know, without Amari Cooper out there, we could just rely on our, you know, daunting rushing attack right now. He seems like he's the only option on offense. So getting rid of him, what would that do? What would that look like?
I think it might because of the money that's already there that the Browns have already spent, it might get us a better pick for the future. But I think that I don't think he's going to finish the season with the Browns. I don't. But I don't think he's going to get traded right now. I have to tell you there, John. Lyman, I'm sure, just gave me a look that we're going to have to get involved in coming up at the 8:20 segment. I don't think he's going to finish the season with the Browns, no.
Yeah, I mean, I get the business aspect of it, and at some point in this season, if it continues on this path, of course, you know, Andrew Berry and the powers to be are going to have to start thinking about the future and next year, because, you know, we all thought that this was the answer. The Browns were built to win now, and we knew, you know, you invested all of the resources and money into Deshaun and the pieces around him. You thought you had a top five offensive line. And Nick Chubb, who obviously is coming back from an injury, and some of the other pieces. You had a defense that was built to win now and be sustainable, and you know, they've come off to this slow start. So yeah, at some point, if it continues like this, the logical next option would be to think about next year and moving forward. But that just sucks right now in the first week of October. I mean, doesn't it? It's a harsh reality, but I just don't know. I like Amari Cooper. I think that he's a great professional, and he's trying his ass off out there. And unfortunately, they're just falling short.
I do, too. But, you know, it's interesting because, I mean, you're a former player, John, and it's not like you don't have to go on national TV every day and fire off takes. So you do see a little bit of a different perspective, because I think a lot of fans are ready to move on. And because you've been in these situations before as a player, you know that they, as upset and as fit to be tied as we are, they are not ready to make these moves yet, to press these nuclear options.
Yeah, and there's a lot of things that I think seem logical and seem like the obvious play and move that probably won't happen because of these circumstances in this situation. And I think everybody can read between the lines and make sense of what I'm talking about. But the fact of the matter is, I think we all, if this happens, I think we all have to go down with the ship together. I don't know when changes will happen. I think they obviously will happen it may start with an announcement about play calling or something with the offensive staff. I think that's kind of a move that's an easy move that's not going to completely derail things and can make it look like, hey, we're trying to fix this thing and fix this thing now. But if you talk about, you know, making a change at the quarterback, that's just going to be such a mess of things that I don't think anybody wants to address and talk about really currently anyway.
John, thank you very much for the time. Hopefully next week's a little bit more fun, but they're playing in Philadelphia, so I don't know if it's going to be. All right, thank you very much, John.
Guys, thank you. Have a good week. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.